This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has shown that democratic institutions and democratic processes give democracy with stability, speed and scale. Addressing the conference of speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidha Sadan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India has turned diversity into the strength of its democracy. He said, in India, democracy means last mile delivery and the government is working with the spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Mr. Modi highlighted that nearly 25 crore people in India came out of poverty over the past few years.
इस बार की कॉन्फ्रेंस का एक प्रमुख लक्ष्य ये भी है कि कैसे हम अलग अलग तरीकों से पार्लियामेंट्री डेमोक्रेसी की नॉलेज और अंडरस्टैंडिंग को प्रमोट करें। इसमें स्पीकर्स और प्रिसाइडिंग ऑफिसर्स दोनों की भूमिका बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। ये काम लोगों को देश के डेमोक्रेटिक प्रोसेस में बड़ी भूमिका से जोड़ने का काम है। भारत की संसद पहले से ही ऐसे काम को कर रही है।
A grand parade was held in Jaipur today to mark the 78th Army Day. Organized on Mahal Road in Jagatpura, the parade showcased the valor, courage and cutting-edge military capabilities of the Indian Army. This is the first time that the Army Day parade has been held outside a military cantonment directly among the public. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presented Sena medals for the families of brave soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. Speaking to media, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi said that the Indian Army is preparing itself to meet present challenges as well as future requirements.
I want to reassure the general public that the Indian Army is prepared for any kind of attack. Future warfare refers to how battles may be fought in times to come. We are fully prepared for this. Since the nature of future wars will continue to evolve, we have made the preparations that we believe are appropriate today, and we showcase those preparations to you in today's parade.
On the occasion of Army Day today, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the brave soldiers, veterans and their families. President Draupadi Murmu has advised students to remember that education is not merely a means of livelihood. It is also a means of serving society and the nation. She said the students owe a debt to the society which has contributed to their education. Making efforts to uplift those who have been left behind in the development journey can be one of the ways of paying one's debts. She was addressing the 50th convocation of the Guru Nanak Dev University in Amritsar today. The president said that after completing formal education, students will join various sectors or start their own ventures. India has strongly advised its nationals to avoid travelling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, in an advisory said, in view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are strongly advised to avoid travel to the Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. The emergency contact helplines of the Indian Embassy in Tehran are +9891 281 09115 and +9891 281 09109. The embassy can also be reached through email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. The United Nations Security Council is due to meet today for a briefing on the situation in Iran, as tensions remain high following weeks of nationwide protests and a violent crackdown by authorities. The meeting comes a day after Iran briefly closed its entire airspace for about 5 hours overnight, forcing several international airlines to reroute or cancel flights. Iran's Civil Aviation Authority reopened the airspace early today, with domestic and international services gradually resuming. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to meet the Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado at the White House in Washington, D.C. today. Maria Machado's political party is widely considered to have won 2024 elections, rejected by then-President Nicolas Maduro, before the United States captured him in a raid this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.